Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Commentary for the March 2, 2024 Sabbath School Lesson by Stephen Terry, Director, Stillwaters Ministry, www.visitstillwaters.com. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Psalm 23, verses 1 and 2. Many years ago, as a young man in my early 20s, I was in the Army and stationed at Fort Lewis, Washington. I grew up in this beautiful state. Washington is split in two from top to bottom by the Cascade Mountain Range. To the east of the mountains is a diverse landscape, from forests and mountains in the north, and running south through farmlands and cattle country to the more arid desert-like country of south-central Washington. The dry conditions are the result of a rain shadow, as the clouds that soar over the state from west to east drop much of their moisture on the west slope of the Cascades. But much of that arid land has come under farming as well, thanks to the Columbia River Basin Irrigation Project, watering the thirsty ground. An area that teemed with jackrabbits and the coyotes chasing them now grows crops to feed the world. The jackrabbits have almost disappeared, and the hapless coyotes now hunt rodents and the occasional house pet. While I was born in the arid half of the state, before I was even a year old, my family relocated to the Puget Sound. That inland waterway, surrounded by vistas of snow-capped mountains, was my home for the first 17 years of my life. While people from all over the globe travel there to enjoy the incredible beauty of such a paradise, I had no basis for comparison then, and grew up eager to leave and explore the world. In all my travels, I saw places that had their own special beauty, but I also discovered the uniqueness of Washington State's Puget Sound. While it could rain torrents, that rain made everything lush and green, and when the sun came out, the area was a rival of any place on earth for its beauty. It was my time in the Army that made it possible for me to see other parts of the world for comparison. It was also the Army that brought me back to Washington State after a tour in Vietnam. Having purchased a new car, I set out to explore Washington. From those arid stretches of eastern Washington to the sandy beaches of Ocean Shores and up and down the I-5 corridor, I developed a greater understanding of the blessings of living in this state. I drove the loop around the Olympic Peninsula and swam in the Hood Canal. Eventually, I found my way to Mount Rainier National Park and drove to Paradise Lodge. All those decades ago, the lodge was not as large or as nice as it is today. There were no paved hiking paths going up the mountain, nor were there so many people on the mountain as now. It was such a beautiful day when I arrived that I decided to hike as far up the mountain as I could to enjoy the fresh air and the exquisite scenery. I did not meet anyone else while hiking. Most were staying down at the lodge, enjoying the atmosphere there. I had barely gone more than a mile from the lodge when suddenly clouds enveloped the mountain and I found myself in the middle of a fog bank with visibility down to about 30 feet. Worse, the increase in humidity caused my glasses to fog over and I could see even less. Wiping the moisture from my glasses accomplished little as they immediately fogged over again. Though very nearsighted, I removed them. After an initial panic at being alone, lost, and disoriented on the mountain, I told myself the safest thing to do was to stop where I was and assess my circumstances. Both in the military and as far back as my scouting days as a child, the scenario of someone lost in the wilderness was often role-played. I could set out in the direction I thought the lodge was in, but without landmarks to orient myself, I could not be sure of traveling in a straight line, and could end up getting myself more lost than I already was. But I remembered a point made by an instructor that popped into my memory. He said, if all else fails, head downslope. Eventually you will hit a stream. Follow the stream downstream, and eventually you will find a town and safety. I started feeling my way downslope with my fogged up glasses and the dense fog. It was slow going and took about half an hour, but eventually, instead of finding a stream, I came across an asphalt road. I knew the only road led to Paradise Lodge. I could see which way led up from the incline in the road, and since I knew the road dead-ended at the lodge, I headed upslope and was able to find myself back at the lodge's parking lot. Exhausted from the stress of the situation and the physical exertion of having to pick my way carefully downslope through the pines, once inside the lodge where I could finally clear my glasses and quaff a cup of warm cocoa, I felt much better. It is possible to become lost, even in paradise. When that happens and the temptation is strong to panic, I have taken comfort from the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. Everything he has led me through up until now has been to prepare me for this moment. He has not abandoned me. Instead, he has given me a set of skills vital for even the direst situation I might face. I shall not want. He has left nothing out that I need, whether what I currently have or the knowledge to obtain what I do not. He has often even surrounded me with others who can assist me in discovering solutions. I can find the green pastures because of his words speaking into my life. Those oases of comfort and rest refresh me, and that knowledge calms the raging waters of anxiety wanting to drive me to despair. My soul takes comfort as with every step I take beside him, I discover it is a way I would have chosen had I known all the facts. It is a way of righteous thought and righteous action. It is that path of righteousness that step by step restores me to being all that he would have me to be, complete in his image. Even when faced with mortal challenges, I will not fear. Sometimes in the valley of despair, life can seem very dark. It is the nature of valleys and draws that even when the sun is shining brightly above, it may not reach into the valley shadows. But even then, the shepherd is leading me. Or we might wonder why the shepherd would lead his lamb into such a place in the first place. Even Jesus had a similar experience as he was led into the wilderness to face trials, to experience the same dark valley we all face at times. This is why his presence is so natural and so important to us. Who else would we have with us than one who has passed through and therefore knows the way? He will lead us through that darkness, and in the very presence of those who would destroy us, he feeds us and pours out abundantly the wine of his blessing into our cup, anointing us to do for others all that he has been doing for us. As we pour goodness and mercy into the lives of others, he replenishes us continually, even to the end of our lives, that we may live in his image and see that image of love and compassion strengthened throughout the flock. The shepherd became a sheep that the sheep might see and understand that they were to become shepherds. Even though they are sheep, they must learn the work of a shepherd if they would dwell with God in his house forever. Jesus, the shepherd, who became like us, the sheep, to show us the way home, told us we must be perfect like our Heavenly Father. What does this mean? He is calling us to be what we were created to be, the image of God. God is love. Therefore, love, with its attributes of empathy and compassion, are to sprout and grow in our restored souls. Then, when we face those dark valleys and the enemies that at times beset us, we will fear no evil, for love drives out fear. We can even see this in the 23rd Psalm, for there is no fear there. There's only a deep, abiding trust in the love of God. When we consider that the image of God is love, and we were created to be in that image, we might ask, do people also have a deep and abiding trust in our love? Or do they instead fear us? If the image we bear is one of harsh judgment, invoking fear, we only succeed in making the world more like hell than it already is. Those who manipulate others through fear only create others who do the same. They are the wolves among the sheep. They do not understand that the sheep are not here to feed them and their pack. The sheep are not food. They are here for us to love into the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening to this commentary podcast. You can find the written version of this podcast commentary, along with the scripture footnotes supporting the ideas in this podcast, at our website at www.visitstillwaters.com. You can also find hundreds of other podcasts, commentaries, articles, and links to books written by the author at that website. Once again, that's www.visitstillwaters.com. May God richly bless you and your family.